BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report, a Jeju Air Boeing 737 has crashed at an airport in southwestern South Korea. At least 179 people were killed. Two crew members who were in the back of the plane survived. In Korean, Airport Fire Chief Lee Jung-hyun says the search for more survivors continues. The BBC's Gene McKenzie is at Wan International Airport.
Just because the bodies have been retrieved doesn't mean that they have been identified. That process takes a lot longer, and some people have been so badly injured that the fire service have said that actually initially it's not even possible to tell what gender they are. And because this process then of identification is taking so long, that's very painful for the families. That's why they're still in this terminal building. They don't feel they can go home. Yes, they know that their relatives were on this plane, but of course they need to hear it firsthand. They need that confirmation.
The flight originated in Bangkok. CBS News special report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Congress has extended the 2018 Farm Bill while they continue to work on a new one, leaving Wisconsin farmers somewhat relieved but still worried. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
One of the biggest problems cited with the current farm bill is that it was negotiated more than 5 years ago, so the crop reference prices are outdated. Paul Mitchell, agriculture and economics professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, explains the reference prices allow payments to farmers when a crop falls below a certain level.
Prices have been declining on the corn and soybeans, and the process is used to create the support in these times of thin negative margins. They're out of date. Those floors were set in 2018, and you know, we've gone through a lot of inflation, and so you know, $1,000 isn't what it used to be.
Mitchell says farm organizations have been asking Congress to increase crop reference prices. The farm bill was extended again for another year as a part of a spending bill to avert a federal government shutdown. Mitchell says a lot of uncertainty looms with the incoming administration's goal to cut budget costs.
So my real worry is that agriculture will be collateral damage for the new administration as they pursue other political priorities where, you know, agriculture is not their number one priority. And they will take the cost of agricultural hurt to address these issues they want to address that would partly help them get elected.
Other areas of concern in the farm bill, he says, are crop insurance, conservation programs, and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, which is still offering benefits too low to help those who need them, according to an Urban Institute report. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Lose to the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Bulls at the United Center last night, 116-111. Damian Lillard was back, scoring 29 points. Giannis out a fourth straight game, dealing with back spasms and a flu bug. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers after the loss.
You know, if guys are out, they're out, and you still want to win games. I think we should have won the last two games, but should have and doing it is two different things. And, you know, I don't look back like, okay, well, yeah, we could have been 18-12, but we're not. You know what I'm saying? So what are you going to do about it? You're going to go and keep building. Hopefully we get everybody back. We start playing well and get back to the way we were playing.
Men's college hockey. The Badgers in the final of the holiday faceoff at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee tonight against UConn. Wisconsin beating Ferris State yesterday 8-0 to advance. NFL. Packers at the Vikings. A recap coming up tonight after the game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for your Sunday. Some clouds, some patchy fog, and some rain out there as well. Highs of the lower 40s, a northeast breeze, 5 to 15. Any rain comes to an end tonight. Skies will turn partly cloudy and lows dropping to the lower 30s. It's 42 at our studios.
At Spanky Sports Bar and Grill, every day feels like game day. Southeastern Wisconsin's go-to for sports, food, and live music has a fantastic addition. Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Plus, download Spanky's mobile app for exclusive food specials, rewards, and live music updates. Catch all the thrills at Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill, Highway 36 and 6th Street in Waterford.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Pacific Media Radio Network. Music of the stars. Good morning, everybody. Our final hour of the Music of the Stars for this last Sunday of December. I'm your host, Lou Regani, and thank you for being here. Perhaps some of these tunes will stir a thought or two. Not that you need it. Memories are a strong thing. Mine are. So let's continue on for the next almost hour with a reminder we're going to be on New Year's Eve from 7 until 1 a.m. here on the Civic Media Network. This is Cy Mann in the orchestra. Good composer and orchestra leader that nobody's heard of, even in the musical world. Some things happen like that. To me, it's a bit sad, you see. Nobody should ever be forgotten. Especially now. Russell Lawson.
I hope you see as you look down all of this love gathered around. I hope you hear what people say. I hope you know I shed no tears for my youth, none that blind me. There behind me now, where those sad times will never find me, I have the loves of my life. The whole wide world was mine. I feel at peace with all that surrounds me, and the joy of these autumn days still astounds. Of my youth seemed so endless, like a thousand dreams come true. Meadows of summer green that I ran through,
and Glynis Johns.
They're here.
Thomas Johns and Quincy Jones. Died at 91. He was a chart topper with his big hit 1955 and a star on the Days of Our Lives. Bill Hayes started his career on television in Your Show of Shows in the 50s.
Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, the greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so's he knew every tree, and killed him a bar when he was only three.
Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier.
He fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the creeks was whipped and peace was in store. And while he was handling this risky chore, he made himself a legend forevermore.
Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier.
When he lost his love, his grief was gone. In his heart he wanted to leave it all and lose himself in the forest tall. But he answered instead his country's call.
Davy Crockett,
the choice of the whole frontier.
He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government laws as well. Took over Washington, so we hear tell, and patched up the crack in the Liberty Bell.
Davy Crockett, serving his country well.
And there was Shelley Duvall of Popeye, and yeah, The Shining as well. Shelley Duvall.
I knew he needed me. once in life, I finally felt that someone needed me.
Jenna Rollins.
I seem to have lost the
Genoa City.
Reality of the reality.
If I can reach the woman sitting in the audience who thinks that nobody understands anything and my character goes through everything that she's going through, well, I feel like I've done a good job.
Away at 94, one of the most beloved national treasures, comedian, actor from Chicago, two Grammy Awards.
Thank you, Ray. It's great being back and hosting Saturday Night Live for the second time. I hosted 15 years ago in 1980 and apparently made such an impression on them. They said, boy, we got to have this guy back as soon as possible. It's wonderful coming to New York. I don't get to New York enough, and I love the skyline, especially love the Empire State Building when it's lit up. And it always reminds me of King Kong, because King Kong is my favorite monster movie, if not my favorite movie of all time. Now, I'll get back to that in a minute. I have held a lot of different jobs. In my life, I was an accountant. I once worked for the Illinois State Unemployment Compensation Board, behind the counter, this is true. And at that time, we made $60 a week, and the claimants made $55. This is true. This is true. And they only had to come in one day a week. Now, it took me about a week to figure that out. So I arranged to get fired and wound up on the other side of the line and only had to come in one day a week. Now, any job I've ever taken, I always had to go through a one-week orientation program over the problems you could expect to face your first day on the job. Now, invariably, your first day on the job, the problem you faced was entirely different than was ever covered in the orientation program. All right, now to get back to King Kong. I wondered if the night that King Kong climbed the outside of the Empire State Building was also the first night for a new guard. He had gone through a 1 week's orientation program on the problems he might be expected to face his first night on the job. I think his first night would have gone something like this. Mr. Hennessy? Yeah. Yes, sir, I hate to bother you at home like this, but something's come up and it isn't covered in the guard's manual. I looked in the index, yes, sir. I looked under unauthorized personnel and people without passes and apes' toes. Apes' toes. There's an ape's toe sticking through the window, sir. Well, see, this isn't your standard ape, sir. He's between 18 and 19 stories high, depending on whether we have a 13th floor or not.
And Charles Osgood.
They say that a third of us in this country are traveling someplace this weekend. The other two-thirds are staying someplace. And that place, if only in our dreams, is home.
I'll be home
Christmas, you can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents by the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams, if only in my dreams.
Charles Osgood from the Osgood File on CBS Radio. James Darren at age 88.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart, and that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. That breathless charm, won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight.
And Joyce Randolph, who was Trixie on The Honeymooners, she could never find work after that role. So she did musicals, commercials, guest appearances. The last member of The Honeymooners. Remembering the greats on the Music of the Stars.
Television pioneer and through reruns, a beloved part of the Pix 11 family. We're talking about Alice from The Honeymooners. Actress Joyce Randolph is dead, passing away in New York. The last surviving Honeymooner cast performer, performing with Jackie Gleason, who played Ralph Cramden, Art Carney, who played Ed Norton, and Audrey Meadows, who played Alice. She was Trixie, excuse me.
Between us, hint to Ralph always to face the camera, because when he turns profile, brother, he's the biggest thing on television.
All right, Pix 11's own Kaidi Tong interviewed Joyce Randolph a decade ago. Listen to this.
Is there one quality that you attribute to its longevity?
I think because it was funny. Clean, clean and funny. We would do it once.
Well,
hello. Would you like to have a roll in the hay?
This is Terry Garr.
It's fun. Oh, no.
Passed on at 79.
Terry Garr has died. The actress died on Tuesday, surrounded by friends and family in Los Angeles, after battling multiple sclerosis for more than two decades.
Well, good night, Michael. It was a wonderful party. My date left with someone else. I had a lot of fun.
Terry made her mark on both the big and small screens across a decade-spanning career. She was 79 years old.
Aside from the MS, God, if she's up there, gave me a brain aneurysm about almost a year ago, a little over a year ago. So I had a brain surgery, and I couldn't walk or talk, but now I'm back. I'm better than ever.
I saw you come in. I was hoping I'd get a chance to meet you.
You were? Really?
Yes. Tuxedo. It's fabulous.
Terry starring in some of the biggest movies to ever hit theaters. From 70s classics like Steven Spielberg's Close Encounters of the Third Kind to Young Frankenstein.
Oh, Frederick, are you all right?
The comedy tribute to old school horror from Gene Wilder and Mel Brooks.
What knockers?
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
And James Earl Jones, who played, of course, so many people, but why is he remembered most of all from Star Wars? Well,
James Earl Jones, the legendary actor of the stage and screen, has died at the age of 93. He was known for larger-than-life roles, including in Field of Dreams. He was the voice of Star Wars villain Darth Vader. And, of course, in his signature baritone with gravitas, he lent his voice to this network, delivering the iconic tagline, "This is CNN. CNN's Richard Roth has a look now at the incredible life of James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones was a physically imposing actor.
I take it back. You're not in trouble. You're dead where you stand. Join me.
But it will be Jones's voice that audiences will long remember. Luke Skywalker learned that in the Star Wars series.
No, I am the father.
It became a big mystery. Who is that? Who is that inside the mask?
A different actor played Vader, but director George Lucas realized he needed a villain with a more sinister voice.
Call me and said, you want to do a day's work? And I said, yeah.
A day's work?
2.5 hours, yeah.
That's all? All yeah. The Darth Vader language is in 2.5 hours?
Yeah. A few $1,000s. I went home.
A city destroyed.
The key to Darth Vader is a narrow band of expression. No inflections. He's not human.
Father and son.
Jones.
Remembering our own. Happy New Year, everybody. Join me on Tuesday, New Year's Eve, 7 o'clock till 1 in the morning, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Regani. Thanks for being here. Every Sunday, 7 till noon Central Time on the Civic Media Radio Network, remembering our own.
I hope you see, as you look down, all of this love gathered around. I hope you hear what people say. I hope you know the role you play. You were my rock, you were my shield. The space you need, no one can fill. You held the room, you cast a spell. Be remembered well. And when my days have come and gone, I hope I leave more right than wrong. I want to feel
death is okay. It is something that happens to all of us. And that's kind of glorious, isn't it?
Let's bring in CNN's Elizabeth Wagmeister in Los Angeles now. Elizabeth, a huge loss, obviously. James Earl Jones really established himself in so many ways, but especially he was really a rather pioneering actor in terms of being a black actor.
Absolutely. A huge loss for the Hollywood community, but what an incredible life lived Jake. We have confirmed with his agent that he did pass away at home at the age of 93. No cause of death given, but again, such a long, wonderful, accomplished life. And to your point, Jake, really pioneering, a trailblazer for black performers everywhere. He will have such a legacy that will go on for decades and decades. And something that I want to point out is that over his storied career, he's really touched so many generations with iconic roles, whether it is voicing Mufasa in Lion King or, of course, Darth Vader. Just so many accomplishments and touched so many lives. I've been looking and scouring online, reaching out to different reps. So far, not a ton of tributes coming in because this news is breaking and such sad breaking news, but I anticipate that we will see a huge outpouring of love from Hollywood.
Of the stars.
You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams.
Of the stars. Join us on Facebook. I'm your host, Lou Organi, and invitation now to join me on New Year's Eve from 7 to 1 in the morning.
Because you're always in my heart.
stars Robert Frost.
Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near. Between the woods and the frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. And miles to go before I sleep.
About the end of the year that makes us look back. That's not a mystery. We're just finishing a year after all. So we're reviewing what happened and what didn't happen. Sinatra said, regrets? I've got a few. He said, but then again, too few to mention. For the Music of the Stars, it's an exciting opportunity for a fresh start. New beginnings, more songs we haven't discovered. It's a moment to acknowledge, and I plan to do just that. And I hope you'll be there with me every Sunday on the Music of the Stars. Here's a toast to all of us. And by the way, a little trivia right now. Who said, this may surprise you, who said, God bless us everyone? No, it wasn't. It was Scrooge. That's right, Ebenezer. Who would have thought it? The Dickens, you say. Thank you. 25th anniversary of the Millennium program. They had me watching to make sure that some spark didn't set everything off. And there are millions of gallons of bottled water somewhere. Charles Singers. Join us on Facebook. We're on Music of the Stars with Lou Vergani. And tune in on New Year's night. All the way from 7 till 1 in the morning, be on the air with your requests and my requests. And a few surprises. Okay, more than a few. Swing in the new year. It deserves being swung in. For the stars. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. It's an agonizing wait for people at an airport in South Korea where a Boeing 737 plane has crashed. At least 179 people have been killed. Every few minutes, names of the dead are announced. The BBC's Yuna Koo.
They recovered
two black boxes from the airplane. But still, many bereaved families are at the airport waiting for their loved ones to be identified, because 179 deaths have been confirmed, but only dozens of them are identified.
The editor of Airline News, Jeffrey Thomas, has a lot of questions about the crash, which may have been caused by a bird strike.
If they were going to make an emergency landing, why didn't the fire tenders lay foam on the runway? Why weren't they in attendance when the plane touched down? And why did the aircraft touch